I'm Luca Hartwell, and I'm going to be interviewing my mom, Stefania Benacchio. What was the scariest moment in your life?
One of the scariest moments in my life was when I was a teenager, about 15 years old. And we went to see a concert with my younger brother and all his best friends, which happened to be my best friends as well. And because of the way we looked back in the 80s, that was a big issue in Italy. And the way we were dressed, our clothes, our shoes, we got attacked from a gang of skinheads, and they were much older than we were, and in a large number. And that's what happened. That was very scary for me, because I ended up trying to protect my brother and all my best friends.
Do you think they would have killed you if they had the chance?
Probably not me, but definitely the boys, because when you're young you do stupid things, and plus if you mix it with drugs or alcohol, it's very hard to stop, and you don't, sometimes you do things that you regret later. But yes, absolutely, that I was really scared about their lives.
Okay, did you learn anything from this experience?
Yes, I learned how to be much more responsible, and how to care about people around me that I love, and how to be a little bit more street smart. So trying to avoid myself to find certain situation, to find myself in bad situations. So you can definitely avoid that. You just need to be aware of your surrounding.
Were you ever attacked another time by this gang?
No, but we were, let's say, attacked by other type of gangs in Milan. And that, once again, it was based on the way we looked. And but we somehow managed to get away, because we were in the middle of the city with a lot of people around. That particular case in the concert, there were no police, there were no security, there was just a lot of young people around. And once they see people, like a large number of people fighting, everybody wants to join. So it was very tricky to get away from that that particular place in one piece, yeah.
Why wasn't there any security?
There was no security because, and that was very bad, because I did go to a security guy and I asked him to call the police, but he didn't want to call the police because it would have been a bad publicity for the concert, for whoever, the organizer and the name of the band that was playing. So they didn't want to make a big deal because it would, you know, affect the result of this concert. And so we ended up having no protection, and I couldn't rely on security or police.
Okay, thank you, Mom.